Jesus and Elevation Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. This is Elevation Radio 1, and I'm your host, Pastor Steve, the Music Man Turner, and we thank you for taking the journey with us. This is the program that spotlights positive people doing positive work while serving a positive God whose name is Jesus, and you should be familiar with that. This is his time of year. Yeah. And so we thank you today. So our subject matter today is Holy Holiday. Holy Holiday. Wow, you put the two together. Yeah, we forgot about the holiness in the holiday. We have an interview with Psalmist Lonnie Crawford, an interview with Psalmist Lonnie Crawford all the way from Alabama. Yeah.
Woo!
That's okay. All right.
Yes.
And so we behave yourself. Let the music play. Get ready to be reminded about the real reason for the season. This is going to be a crazy program. Lifting Jesus up in song, words, and deeds. We will spend time with an up-and-coming gospel artist who believes in the praise and worship of God. Get ready to clap them hands. Yeah. We've got phone calls already. Let's maintain this. And so first, let's go to the most beautiful part of this program. And that is the verse to rehearse by none other than the Queen, First Lady Leora Tanner, my lovely wife.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm trying to get my verse together.
It's all right.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm reading from the book here. Hold on.
Out of practice now. Been 4 weeks. Luke chapter 3, verse 21 and 22. Read.
Okay. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also began being baptized and praying. The heaven was open, and the Holy Ghost descended in a body shaped like a dove above him. And the voice came from heaven, which said, "Thou art my beloved Son, and thee I am well pleased."
Yes, in whom I'm well pleased. And so we will talk about being well pleased today. Good God Almighty. All righty. Now, for those who were not a part of this program and did not hear about Psalmist Lonnie Crawford, who was with Miracle Brown, good God, we had to bring her back because of high demand. And so let me try it again. Rewind. Who is Psalmist Lonnie Crawford from Alabama?
Yes, yes. Hi. Thank you so much, Pastor Steve, and for having me on. And thank you, Queen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Glad to hear your voice.
God bless you.
Yes. Well, who is Lonnie Crawford? First of all, I want to say that I am a child of the Most High God. Let's stop right there.
Amen.
I am a child of the Most High God. Before I start putting on all the many hats that I wear, I'm a wife of, it will be 20 years come this 2021. It will be 20 years married to my best friend. And we have three beautiful children, and we do live in Birmingham, but I am originally from Detroit, and I have to give a shout out to my Michigan folk. Detroit.
Lord have mercy.
You know I do that. You know I do
Lord
my shout out.
Lord have mercy.
And yes, I am a songwriter, psalmist. The lady next door. I love baking lasagnas. I'm that person. I really, yeah.
She never told my wife that.
Homemade lasagna.
She never told my wife that. She loves lasagna.
I love making lasagna. So yeah. It's so much more to me, but that's, you know, I try to keep it simple with that.
Interesting. We have The lasagna singer. We have a caller already here.
Okay.
Here we go. And let's see here. All right, we have a call. You're live. Caller, area code 586-563. Yeah, welcome to Elevation Radio 1. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm Lonnie's mom, and I'm just calling in.
Oh.
I'm excited.
So it's like that.
Yes,
my, drop the ultimate queen on
yes,
us.
Yes, it's me.
Yes, the original.
Oh my
praise
God.
Him, praise him.
And so I'm outnumbered here. I'm outnumbered. And so,
yes.
Mama Queen Crawford.
Uh-oh.
When did you know that your daughter had special musical gifts?
Oh wow!
That she had special what now?
Musical gifts.
Gifts. Okay. Actually, when I was carrying her, actually, I found that out. God is so faithful. He's a faithful God. And when I was carrying her, she just started jumping in my stomach. And God told me some things that I didn't understand at the time. He told me he was going to give me something that no one would be able to take from me. And I didn't know what that meant at the time, but I was praying and, you know, talking to God and listening to him. And then she was born. And then when she was about 7 months old, she started doing her praise and worship.
What?
She was doing praise and worship, standing in her crib, and I would be cleaning the house or cooking. She would stand there, she would praise God as long as she wanted to, until she got tired. Then she would lay down and go to sleep, or get her a bottle and go to sleep. But she was a praise and worshiper even back then at 7 months. She couldn't talk, but she could sing, and she would sing to God, sing to God. So that's when we really started noticing that this baby was blessed. And she's just been a gem to raise. I mean, I'm just elated because she's my oldest. She's our oldest. And she's been a great role model to her siblings. We have four. And they've always looked up to her, and she's always been a good girl. And I just enjoy raising all of them. And God is just good. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Well, hold on a second.
Thank you,
I'm gonna keep you around for the program here. Let me play a song here, of the great psalmist Lonnie Crawford.
Okay.
Yo, Lonnie Crawford.
Yes, Miracle.
Let's tell him about Christmas. So merry.
In a little town in Bethlehem, a baby child was born. Born to a virgin girl who's used to change our world. And on that special night, a star was shining bright, illuminating all the love and joy that filled that night. It was a Christmas for Mary. Merry Christmas, the start of our Christmas story about our Savior. It was a Christmas for Mary. Merry Christmas, the start of our Christmas story about our Savior.
Merry Christmas from Miracle and Family.
As we gather to celebrate the birth of our King, the one who is risen, who lives in you and me, the Savior of the world, who comes to give us life. The greatest gift of all came on Christmas night. It was a Christmas so merry.
All right, all right. All right, clap them hands. Yeah. Christmas so merry.
Yeah.
Okay, I see you trying to help out Miracle Brown. He needed help there. And so with your with your soprano and Echo, you had to fill them up there. Yeah. Me and him, we don't always see eye to eye. He's too
goodness.
Cool, wasn't he? So
he
what do you
is.
Think about that, Mama?
He is.
What do you think about that, Mama Crawford?
Oh, I
it's
love
Mama
it.
Bronk.
I
Mama Bronk.
Who?
Mama Bronk.
Mama Bronk.
Mama Bronk. Mama Bronk.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just letting you know. That's you know.
Mama Crawford is the other mother.
I want no trouble.
Mama Crawford. Because if she thrown in, I want it to get all murky. You know, like which one is Mama Crawford?
I don't want
this,
no
this
trouble
mama.
Here. Okay. It's too close to the holidays. Holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy holiday. Yes.
Thank God, thank God. And so we've heard the featured title cut on the CD. And so that was good. Sort of got a Yolanda Adams kind of style. What do you think about that, Queen?
I love it. Or...
Oh, okay.
Queen. Love that queen.
Let me clarify this now. Okay, now my queen, queen of the radio, is my wife,
okay.
Lovely First Lady Leora
right.
Turner. There is no other.
Okay.
Then now we got Mama Queen, which is your mother, which is on the line now.
Okay.
And then we got it. We got your husband.
Okay, we got that all.
You got Salmas Lonnie Crawford. What's your name of your husband? What's your husband's
name? Dennis.
Dennis is
Queen.
Queen. There you go.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, here we go.
We got it all put together.
We got it together.
All right. So before I go into the second song here, I want to ask Mama if there was any kind of, kind of embarrassing stories you want to tell me about Salmas Lonnie Crawford.
She probably got a whole bunch.
Let me see. I really don't have any embarrassing stories. Okay. When she was little up singing, she started singing.
Oh
she started letting her sing
I
in front of
going.
People at 3 years old.
Let this woman speak, please.
Mm-hmm. So, she was
going.
Up at 2, though. I'm just going to be honest. She was actually up at 2 because she would get up and when she was 2, she would get up and direct the choir. And
oh,
the little owl, the choir would be up singing and she would get out
oh
there.
God.
Boy, I could not hold her in my arms. She would get out there and start singing with the choir, directing them. And then when they started, she'd stop and come back and get in my lap. And everybody
really?
In church would just crack up, just laughing. So by the time she turned 3 and she could talk pretty good, we started teaching her songs. And first song I taught her was Precious Lord.
Precious
my hand.
Lord. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she got up and she did an awesome job at 3 years old. She walked up those steps where the pulpit was and she sung
what?
Her song and came on down and got back up in my lap and went to sleep. Now, the whole church was just up on their feet because they just had never heard a little kid sing this well. But the embarrassing part to her, I think, was when she got a little older, all the churches wanted her to come sing for them. So we were going,
yeah.
Going to local churches for her to sing. And
uh-huh.
the crowd would get so loud and up on their feet and screaming. So it scared her.
Screaming.
So she
yeah.
would stand there and
it
look at her
me.
And then start
mm-hmm.
crying.
Crying.
Start crying. She couldn't take it. Oh, my goodness.
Not,
I can't
not
take
the recording
it.
Artist.
So I had to talk with her and,
crying.
Just get her all calmed down.
Oh,
and she finally found out what it was all about.
Because
uh-huh.
I thought they were
well,
shouting
I,
at that, me. You know how the mothers are just screaming, like, take your time. And I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, so in my mind,
dang,
I'm like,
baby.
What's going on? Dang. I'm like, okay,
you better
sing.
Yeah, you better
right.
sing that song. And it was
I
up and people
know.
Would run. And, I mean, she just couldn't tell you. Like, I don't know what's going on out here. But
Lord,
I don't know if I like it or not. So.
Right.
So, was this in Detroit?
Yes.
Was this in
yes, it was
uh-huh.
at some of the local churches.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
you can expect that from Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit,
oh.
whatever. Don't even throw no shade on Detroit.
More,
don't do
we're
it.
More, we're more refined down here in Baltimore.
In Baltimore.
Yeah. All right.
Oh
let's see. Goodness. Let's y'all, Queen. Queen, are they out of control?
They're doing just fine.
Where was she?
Oh,
thank
Lord.
You.
He doesn't tag along with. I'm outnumbered. If you'd like to help the music man here at 1-914-205-5353, I know you all at work. you know, with the boss and all that. But take a moment. Help me out because I'm outnumbered. All right, let's go to this.
You're outnumbered.
Next song here. Lord have mercy. Okay. Can't play at all because you want them to buy it. So
there you go.
Exactly. And so get enough peas. Yeah, get them going. So what was on your mind when you wrote that song? Give me the title track again.
It's Where You Lead Me. It's entitled Where You Lead Me.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
Yes. Yeah. It was in a time. That's the story of my life. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Where you lead me, I will go. Where you take me, I will grow. And actually, at the time, we were the story, just to kind of give you an abbreviated story about us, the reason why you like may wonder, why are you from Detroit and you're all the way in Alabama? But we stopped off in two other spots before getting to Alabama. But we were led by the Holy, we believe strongly we were led by the Holy Spirit. Back, I'm trying to think what year it was, we moved to, our children were little. Back then, we only had two at the time, and we picked up and moved clear across the country, as far as I'm concerned, all the way to Texas.
Wow.
And
wow.
We moved there. I went to I was called to go to ministry school, and our church had it originally at our church, but then it moved. And God didn't say, well, he told me to go to school, to that particular school. So when it picked up and left, we went back into prayer and was like, are we still supposed to move? You know, even though it moved on us abruptly. And yes. And so we prayed about it and we moved all the way to Round Rock, Texas, where we didn't really know anyone. I'm going to be completely honest with you. We had a church down there. It was affiliated with another church, a satellite church. But we really didn't know anyone. Here we're leaving everything that we knew. And we went all the way down to Texas and finished up ministry school. Yeah, that was the hardest. That was hard. The first year I was really homesick. I know Dennis probably asked me several times, baby, do you want to go back? And I just could not. I knew where we were supposed to be at, because my flesh wanted to go back. But my spirit was like, no, I got to stay. There's a reason why I'm here. And the first year was tough, but I was in ministry school, so I was working really hard, and that kept me busy. The kids were, you know, in school, and that kept me busy. I didn't have time to sit down and lick my wounds, if that made sense. I was going, and I ended up graduating from my class, being the valedictorian, actually being the president. I didn't even want to do all, you know, I just was trying to be obedient, following what God had said, and got there and ended up, that's what happened. Stayed there for 2 years, and then hear God knocking on our hearts and saying to move to Georgia. And I'm like, what? Oh, my Lord. I'm like, wait a minute. We already moved to Texas, and we, you know, we're far away from our family. It's like 24 hours driving to get all the way to Texas. You know, I'm screaming, and now we're moving to Georgia. I'm like, come on, I have two small kids. And then we were expecting. So it was like, oh, my goodness. Now I'm in tow, and I'm 10 weeks pregnant. So we get all the way to Georgia. We're there for a little bit, and we get there, and then there's a church split. All of this goes, it's a church split while we're there. And in my husband gets, oh, I got a lot. I'm telling you.
was there any room at the inn? Mother Mary.
It was a hot. I got to tell you this to get to this point. That's why I have to go back to go forward, because getting there, we moved really well, and this is following the leading of the Holy Spirit, and we moved to Georgia. Everything went well. We had our beautiful baby girl there, all well. And so we get there within, I think, about 15 weeks of being there. The church split, and then my husband works for Social Security. The government goes on strike.
No,
you know, goes on, you know, oh, my goodness. So all of this hit us. And so we got through all of this, and after we had the baby and everything, I was in the room, and God started downloading Your Grace, which is another song that I have. And then later on, Where You Lead Me came after we moved prematurely to Alabama a year ahead of time. God had told us to go, and everything just was, God's timing is so important. And we tried to go ahead of time and pushing, we had red flags everywhere. We pushed and grew. So we had a stint where we were homeless. We were home. I'll say this. We were homeless in a sense that we were living in extended stay for 18 days because of the place where we need to stay, they weren't out yet. And so everything, and we couldn't stay where we were at, if that makes sense.
Can you tell folks what extended stay is?
Extended stay is where you could stay in it's like a apartment, kind of like hotel kind of setting where they have the washers, the dryers and stuff. You stay there for a while, like if you're on long business trips and things like that.
Yeah.
That's for
bougie people.
Okay, that's bougie. It didn't feel too bougie at the time, because we felt like we had made a big mistake. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, my gosh, we made a big mistake. So that song came about in that time, in that 18-day period. I started writing. God gave me the words to Where You Lead Me. I said, one word from you is all I need. And that was where that song came about. In feeling that I felt like we felt like we were failures and we had missed God. And the only reason why I say homeless is because when I registered the kids, they registered us as homeless. I had never heard that word homeless. I didn't feel homeless because I was with my family. But when it just hit me like a ton of bricks when they fill out their paperwork and they said, oh, yeah, you're under, just check off homeless. And I was like, hold on, wait a minute. Wait a cock and pick. And I felt in a low spot. You know?
How dare you? How dare you talk to me on homeless? You may have qualified for extra benefits, though. Hold on a second.
Right. Wait, look, I took advantage of the free and reduced lunch. I surely did.
Okay.
Hey, if you want to call me that.
All things work together for good. All right. We got another call coming in. You have erupted. All right. Caller number. Let me see here. All right. You're live. Elevation Radio. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, man? This is this is Lonnie's husband, Dennis, again. How y'all doing, man?
How you doing? King Lonnie.
Yes. King Bob.
Yeah. We finally have my wife on the phone, Queen.
Yes.
Queen Leora. All hail the Queen. Where you at, Queen?
Yes, my love. I'm here. Yes,
oh,
you are.
Yes, my love. Oh, there you are. Careful.
Hey, how are
family,
you?
Family show. Family show.
Oh, got it.
So, what do you have to say, Almighty King?
Oh,
what,
man. Just
an honor to be here.
Hmm?
Okay.
No. I said to the King.
Okay. Oh no,
okay,
man. Just give my wife some love again, man. Let her know I love her and
thank you, babe.
And
continue
the great work. Thank God for walking on this journey. She talked about some things that we walked through at that time, and it's been awesome. So every valley moment, like I said before, it's mountaintop moments. We've been through some things. Yeah, so we've been doing it, and so let's keep it going for God and keep working this thing out for Him, man. And just enjoy the journey, enjoy the ride. So I love you.
Thanks,
keep doing what you're doing.
Oh,
thank you,
my goodness! I don't know if I can handle all this love. I mean, hold on a second. There's nothing wrong with that. Let me see here. I'm thinking something. How did you feel? I know that when I've lost jobs, and were downsized or fired or let go or whatever the fancy word they use for it, and I had to come back home and tell my wife, Lord have mercy. How did you handle it, sir?
Oh, being, you know, when I was dealing with a shutdown for my job.
Yeah.
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 I was scared, man. I was scared. I was scared. It was something else because my wife, she was pregnant with our daughter, and we just moved to a new state. And they turned around and said government shutdown. I'm like, okay. And I don't know if my wife told you the miracles that happened throughout the whole situation. You tell them, babe, about that check and all that. You tell them about all that.
No, I didn't. Oh my Lord, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You gotta tell it.
See, that's why they're
what the testimony was, you know, we you know, because I'm an essential worker, so if, you know, I still have to go to work, you know, I have to work for free. Of course, I got retro pay, but at the time, they said you had to work, and I've never been a part of a shutdown, and so we were shut down for like at least, I think a week and a half, and so I still had to go to work, and so we was like, okay, well, how are we gonna pay the bills, things like that. So my wife was pregnant with our daughter, and she was just cleaning up the apartment at the time that we were in, and she had an envelope, and the place that we left, they threw us a big party and things of that nature, and they gave us like this Shutterfly photo book, and just a gift to us, all the pictures at the get together at the going away party. And so then my wife was about to throw this envelope away, and she pulled out pulled it out. And so what happened? A piece of paper fell out. And so my wife, and now we've had this thing for like a month. We moved with it. So we had it for a month just sitting there. So all of a sudden, my wife wanted to clean up, and so a piece of paper fell out, and $1,000 check fell out of this envelope. $1,000 check that she was about to throw away. She called me and told me, guess you would never, and she took a picture of it, and I almost fell out my chair at work. And so
hold on a second, sir. Let me ask you a question. This is a momentous occasion right now. Ring the bell.
Yeah.
You mean tell me a black woman found money and called her husband and didn't go shopping with it?
No,
my
I don't. Know.
The
not,
Lord is
no,
good.
Not from that cloth. Oh.
No, my wife, no, brother,
you've been preached.
That's a moment.
You, sir, are the king. I'm telling you. My wife would have probably found it, and she made me told me on the way to Super Bowl to the shop mall.
No.
She said no.
Okay.
My goodness.
Let me save myself here with another Lonnie Crawford song. 1 second before I get in trouble.
Oh my goodness.
That's also a video, I believe.
Yeah, that's a video. I have lyric videos for all of those. So that's where you lead me. Yeah.
You know, you haven't really arrived in professional level until you've got a video to match what you're doing.
Right. To match what you're doing.
When I saw the video, I was like, oh, okay, so I'm supposed to like that.
That's a video. The lyric video. Yep. To go with all of them.
I have
and that's the latest one. That's the latest one where you lead me.
Okay. I never saw Miracle Brown have a video. So you need to help him.
Oh right. You know
help
he
him.
Has a million.
See, he's not here to defend himself, so I can take advantage of it.
Oh, you know he's gonna listen to the playback, so you know.
Yeah. I ain't scared of no Miracle Brown. Somebody say, who he? Who is he? Have you ever used your mother in the video?
You know what? Not yet, but that would be lovely. Once we get this COVID, and maybe I'll be
how
real creative about it.
Forget about your mama,
you
who's
know.
Helped you all
I
these
didn't forget
time.
About my mama, you know.
We'll put you out there at age 2 and 3.
You put me out
and
there.
And you did not remember her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fix it up.
Never forgot my mama. Never forgot.
Yeah, okay,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm trying. I would love to record.
I like it stuttering.
That would be. No, I'm not.
I like it stuttering.
See, my mother's a soprano. She may not. My mother used to sing with, what was it, the Donovan? What, the choir? Something was a choir that you sing in Detroit.
I used to sing one of their
soprano.
Songs, Donna Vale and the Corleers.
What was it, Corleers?
Oh,
yeah.
One
so
of their
mother,
songs.
Yeah.
Donna Vale.
Yeah,
he could sing all day. And what was it?
That's who started us.
I was about to ask you where'd you get your talent from, so now I know. Through
mm-hmm.
intense investigation
yeah.
and good listening. So what? what is your favorite song, Mama?
Ooh, yeah.
Actually, my favorite song just recently is the one you just played, Where You Lead Me, I Will Go. That's my favorite.
So you would not be your daughter's song.
Yes,
okay.
I just love that song because it can hit everyone's life, especially
mm-hmm.
my own life, because I'm a true believer in God, and I'm one of his little handmaidens,
mm-hmm.
and I try to work
mm-hmm.
with him every day of my life. And that song
yes.
just touched me because I ask the Lord that every day. What do you want me to do, Lord? Whatever you want me to do,
mm-hmm.
I'll do. And I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want me to go here, go there, wherever.
Yes.
And now he wants me to go out and do some street ministry when everything clears up. So I'll be doing, out in the streets.
Not the
ministering,
street.
Yes.
And giving out tracts and
yes.
then, just talking to
what?
People, trying to get people saved, just trying to work for the kingdom. So this song
yes.
is my song. Every time I hear it, I was sitting up here tearing up when you played it because that's my song, Where You Lead Me.
Oh, really?
Whatever
Amen.
You want me to do. Because, see, I trust God. And I know wherever
Amen.
He needs me, he's going to have angels there to support me. He's going to have
yep,
whatever he has
it.
To do. Heaven will back me up. So wherever, whatever he wants me to do, I'm going to do. So that's
Amen.
My favorite song up there.
I see no
Yay.
Difference between she's clapping herself. I see no difference between mother and daughter in terms of faith. Let me go back here because you thought you had escaped Psalmist Lonnie Crawford, but I didn't forget. You said you went to school, went to Bible school, and so
uh-huh.
you graduated
yes.
president. And so what degree do you have in ministry?
I am a minister of the gospel because God has anointed me to do that. I'm not licensed and ordained, but I'm licensed and ordained by God. But yes, so I just work in the vineyard, like my mother said, in the vineyards, wherever is needed. So as far as titles, I don't have any titles, man titles, but I just get busy wherever where there's a need.
No, this is not going to work, ma'am. I asked you a specific question. I said, what did you graduate in? President as kind of a valedictorian, what was the degree that you had was my specific question. Was that right, Queen?
I was. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What's that? Like,
don't worry
like,
about
it.
That's right.
She got the backup. So what was it? What did you graduate in?
Ministry school. It's ministry school. That's it.
You have a bachelor's in what? Theology? Bachelor's in ministry?
I have a bachelor's in a bachelor's in political science and English. But as far as that, they gave us a certificate that we had completion of doing a 2-year course with it. But I never, with the church that we were with, I didn't get the license and ordination there. So I could go back
next,
and do that,
next
but
progress.
I have not done that. That's my next step.
That's the next step.
But no, I don't have it right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just hearing that's the next step.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'll receive that next step.
Yeah.
I didn't finish it. Yep.
My mama is quiet because she's praying.
I'm just sitting here enjoying the interview.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for having her on there, too.
No problem. We thank God and the great Donna Walton. Matter of fact, I forgot to say this program is sponsored by Donna Walton, Gospel Radio Network. So we get in trouble.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, she call you. Hey, bro.
You didn't say my. You said it. I got your back. You said it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. I felt the pressure.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, indeedy. So, let me see here. How have you sung with any well known gospel artists?
That thing that I do want to do as I would love to collab with some other well-known artists. My first collab was with Miracle here in Birmingham. So he was my first collab. I'm working on some more stuff with him as well and some other local artists here in Birmingham. So yes, definitely something in the future. I'm open.
Okay.
So if anybody hears this, I'm open to collab. And I write. So we can do a collab.
Okay, all right. Let me see here. You're from Detroit, but so from Detroit you should have you got the Winans, you got
Mark,
my goodness.
I used to attend
Fred
their school, their school. I recorded in Fred Hammond's, I believe it was in Fred Hammond's, I've been to his studio, Fred Hammond. Also with the Clark sisters, we were with Dr. Maddie Moss Clark. Training up under her and beautiful Dorinda Clark and Karen Clark, you know, all of them. So that was in Detroit. So got that experience, but never did any recording with them, but did some, you know, training up under them.
I tell you, the Clark sisters are phenom. I think it's Dorinda Clark.
Mm-hmm.
I call her the power sweeper.
Oh my goodness.
Gospel artist is John P. Key. No doubt nobody can touch him. But anytime John P. Key bring in Dorinda to clean up his song, that's what I'm talking about.
Woo.
No way I can do it better.
She cleaned it up.
Clean it up. Power sweeper.
Clean it up. She is.
I tell you.
There's something to be reckoned with. They're a powerhouse. Just the tutelage up under Dr. Maddie Moss Clark. I mean, there'll never be another one. She just,
oh my goodness.
Just watching that recent movie was great. Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
They did a great job.
Gospel, yeah.
And I have a Dr.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead,
what you said, Ma?
I said, I have a Dr. Maddie Moss Clark story. Just to say that before they became famous like they are now, they used to go to different churches, and our church would invite them over sometimes, and they would they would tear that church up. I mean, they were just so anointed. And those little girls were singing, and Dr. Clark, she was, and then Nikki, we called Lonnie Nikki, so if you hear me say Nikki, that's what I'm referring to. Nikki would get up and just run down the aisle and just pray and clap and just she was just so excited about Dr. Clark coming here because they really brought the anointing. They brought the word, and Dr. Clark, I mean, she got up there and she had those girls singing. So if they tell you they used to sing, they could sing. They were younger girls then, and they were just it was awesome. They had instruments, and boy, you knew you were at a concert when you finished with them. They were just so on fire for God. I mean, and they're doing the same thing today, and I'm just so proud of them because I knew them back then. So, just proud of them.
Well, let me say this, I came out of Apostolic, and we had some great musicians and singers and choirs and all that, and so was my mother, actually a choir leader and singer for 46 years of a radio the radio chorus, the First Apostolic Faith Institutional Church, where I got my start. And so, but there was nothing like Church of God in Christ.
Right. Yeah.
I think every member had to be auditioned to see if they had any talent. That's the way I felt. I mean, can everybody sing?
Felt,
can everybody play?
Can everybody sing?
I tell you.
On those keys, boy. Tricky,
oh, my goodness.
Boy.
I remember in the movie Gospel where she just kind of like kind of sauntered out, you know, and just sat down on the organ and just started. Oh my God, okay. Awesome organ. Yeah, I'm an organist, so you know I got to go with with the maestros. You didn't know that Donna Walton didn't tell you that
maestro. No,
Donna Walton
she
didn't
tell you that. But now you did, son.
How
you have so many
dare
more, more gifts.
Matter of fact, I do have a song or two playing under my alias, and I'm not going to play that now, but I'll play it on another day for you, or just ask her for it.
Okay.
We
have to request it.
It's by my alias name, Lamar. It's my middle name.
Okay.
That's how I got my
all
wife.
Right.
She said, "What's your name?" I said, "Stephen Lamar." She's like,
"Oh, you said like that, Lamar."
I still had to drop your voice.
You had to drop your Lamar.
Lamar.
It's so French.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that right, sweetheart?
That's right. You said that's right.
that's my wife, I tell you. 16 years, Lonnie Crawford.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I tell you, we used to go around singing. I would play the organ, she would play the drums.
Oh.
We do praise and worship. Until the pandemic, I had a Christian jazz band also since 2000. So we had done a few things and whatnot.
Awesome.
Yep.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
A collab with you.
That's a possibility. I might do one with Miracle Brown just because he needs the help. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I see you.
Oh, my God.
These two brothers, boy. He let me rip today, boy. I'm telling you.
Poor Miracle.
I told him last. Last time I was on the program, I told him he got all this urban hip hop gospel sounds. And like, aren't you an older man?
Oh no!
with the special effects on it. So I can always tell when he's got a song because it's got like special effects to it. Who was playing on that song that you did?
The Miracle actually. Which the Christmas song or the one that we just did? The my single.
Let me talk about your single and then go to the Christmas song.
Okay. My single was produced by G.K. Jones. He's actually out of Atlanta, Georgia. He was the producer on that. So he did the instrumentals and had some background singers that actually were from Georgia as well.
Oh, really?
T and Dawn. Yep, and he actually did some background work on it as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell G.K. or G.K. that I want his fingers.
Okay, you want his fingers. He is bad. When I say he's bad, the boy can pick up any instrument and just I sent him actually one of my songs. Sent him, you know how you send a copy of you just singing it, you know.
Yeah.
And he came back and it's Foot of the Cross, actually one of my singles. And we both, I know this was nothing but Holy Spirit because we included At the Cross. We tagged that in there, and we both were thinking At the Cross could be tagged in here. And he came back with it, and I just broke down in tears because that song came straight up from just after watching Passion of the Christ, and I saw the blood streaming down. You know, when it came down, it spelled out love, and then the song just starts. I started writing, and that's where Foot of the Cross came from. So just everything under the Foot of the Cross, under that blood, if it's, you know, I just saw everything that said under that, like if it was, if you had depression or suicidal thoughts, whatever, that blood was just eradicating. It was just boom. It was just powerful. And that's how the lyric came with that song, Foot of the Cross.
You can't talk about the blood around Christmas and all that stuff. You can't talk about holiness and mix it with a holiday. You can't do that because it's supposed to be about stuff, buying and gathering and putting yourself in debt. And that's what it's supposed to be all about. I mean, matter of fact, they put an X where Christ was supposed to be, but it must.
Oh, that burns.
So what's up?
Oh, my goodness.
So,
that,
you know, Christ is not even allowed to be in his own holiday.
Right. We need to put Christ back in Christmas, and that's, and it should be Christmas. Amen. And I, when I send out things, when I say Merry Christmas, I always capitalize Christ to be specific, because Xmas is just like, we're not Xing him out. We have to acknowledge that he was born and know that he died. So that's why you have to talk about, so we're talking about the blood, that means he was alive. So it always goes back, he was born to die. He lived to die. So it's like, man. You can't X that out of the holiday. And I think that's what, with the commercialism and the things that are going on, that's getting so far away. God, Jesus was the gift. He's the gift that we have. And that's, if you don't get anything for Christmas, accepting Jesus, your personal Lord and Savior, is the best gift that you could ever give. It's long lasting. It won't run out. The batteries won't run out. It ain't going to, it never run. It's just, it's,
come on, preacher.
Amen.
I know you had it in you.
Preach it, girl. Preach it.
I know you had it in you. Matter of fact, what we should be Xing, if we're going to X something out, hold up, let me ring the bell in advance.
Okay.
If we X something out, we should be Xing out Donald Trump in the office. X him out. X out Mitch McConnell.
Well, we're called to pray for those that are in authority. You know what? Whatever, because whoever gets into authority, whether it's Trump, Biden, or whoever is in authority, and the scripture says we pray for those who are in authority that we may live a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. So our biggest thing is whoever's in authority, we got to pray for them. That's what our mandate is. Whether we like them or not, we have to pray for them. That's the best thing that we can do with any situation, because they're all human, point blank. They are not God. It says that the government sits upon his shoulders. It says that in Isaiah. So, and it says he should be called Wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace. That's who we, you know what I'm saying? So whoever gets in there, we got to pray for them. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. That goes back to the blood.
Psalmist.
Amen. Amen.
We love you. I have a Peter spirit, or prophet spirit, where we slash.
Oh, you have a Peter. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to remind you that the government's not upon your shoulders.
Yes.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's what prophets do. They remind you that you're not there. Nathan with David.
That I'm not there. Okay.
No, I said Nathan, Prophet Nathan with David.
I had to remind him.
Yeah. So you don't get to walk and do whatever you want to do without having a reminder. You hate.
Okay.
Matter of fact, Jezebel's husband, prophet
Ahab said
when he saw the prophet, like, oh, what are you here for, you my enemy? You never tell anything good. Gotta tell you the reality, the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. So they're different types of soldiers in the army. So that when
different
you see
types.
Some
yeah
when you see some you as I said to my wife before, that in the military the soldiers you see in uniform coming towards you.
Yeah.
The ones you see sliding down a wall behind you in black, you don't see them. You'll feel them when you're dying, when you're breaking your neck.
Right on you. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
He got
different
types of soldiers in the army.
Special ops. Yeah. You know, it was
special ops too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. I tell
you. Definitely.
And so I was trying to get Mama to sing one line of her daughter's favorite song. That's what I'm trying to do.
You could do
it. My daughter's favorite song or my favorite song?
It don't matter. You got 9 minutes.
Which one?
You got 9 minutes.
You're going to put Mama on the spot.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I know. And I'm just going to, and I don't know. Where you lead. Wait a minute. Hold up. Where you lead me, I will follow. And I'm doing it in a lower voice because
Yeah,
I don't really
the
sing a lot now.
You don't sing.
Yeah.
You got it, Mama.
And I'm trying to sing it like she sings, but I haven't sang it in my soprano voice.
Do your own thing.
Do your own thing, Mama. When you leave me. Yeah, you can do it that note.
Let me see. Where you. I'm trying to get my key here. You kind of put me on the spot.
You put my mama on the spot.
Yeah, you kind of put me on the spot. You have to get the key together. I'm a soprano.
I am a soprano. Totally
sopranos have to get their keys together before they start singing all on radio. So when I come back, I'll.
She said when she comes back.
When I come back, I'll have my song together, okay?
Yes, ma'am. We'll follow. Where you lead me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
You had to be entrenched in the kind of antiquated authenticity of the gospel when it was, yes, indeed. From that time frame.
I'm a praise and worshiper. I'm always praying, and I'm really not into a lot of singing out in front of the public. So,
yes,
therefore, I'm the one that's up at night praying for the country and praying for, Christians and the ones that's going across the people are in persecution all over the world. That's me.
Yes,
yeah.
So, singing,
that's
I'm not really doing that, like out in front of people anymore.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
No problem. Check me out.
Okay.
That's my mother. The mother can check you. Be like,
there ain't nothing else to talk about.
I'm scared. So, Lord help me today. What is the phone number to call or the websites to call to get your CD? Psalmist, soon to be Dr. Lonnie Crawford.
I receive that. Yes. You can go to my website, which is IamSimplyLonnie.com, and you can check out some great videos there. Plug into my music. Also, I'm on YouTube as Lonnie Crawford, and I do covers and car worship as well. But my music, you can catch it wherever music is sold. Spotify, iTunes, all of those spots. My social media pages it's up under I Am Simply Lonnie. So you can reach out and follow me there. And if you need to book me for anything, go back to my website, Lonnie, I Am Simply Lonnie. So, and you can book me there.
Is your husband the booking agent?
Yeah, he's a booking agent.
I could feel that. What you want? You want my
you
wife?
Feel it?
You want my wife?
Right.
So, how many days? Can't buy checks.
right, that's great.
Direct deposit. So,
what account is this going to? Right.
Yeah. We want a 5-star hotel. And so, Lonnie is spelled L-O-N-I. Is that right?
Yes. L-O-N-I.
Okay, so they can go know how to look for it. All right. So let me take a commercial break real fast here. I got 5 minutes. If you would like to, Leora, Queen.
Here, I'm here.
I love it. I almost forgot what I was doing. You're going to be at the Silver Palace on tomorrow and the rest of the week here at Wrightstown Plaza. Get the finest jewelry. And if they mention Elevation Radio 1, and they will get some kind of discount. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. What's that website you have for your health and beauty products?
It's active right now, so I better not put it out.
Not a problem, but if they need something, they can call you. I got you.
Yes.
And if they call you, they have to make sure that they're calling you for business. Because the voice is sweet. Voice is sweet and smooth. Be careful.
Right.
So you got to guard the gate. If you want one of the better organists, keyboard players, or soloist, MC, if you're still doing MC, you can call me at 410-302-2737 at Stephen Turner Ministries. www.ultimatepraise.com or at www.ultimatepraise.us. I will travel. If you're paying the freight, I will go. I'll tell you. And if you want one of the best organists in the city of Baltimore, only in the city of Baltimore, it is the on-call organist, 410-302-2737. That ends the commercials. And if you want to be a sponsor of this program or be on this program, you can go to elevationradio1@gmail.com, elevationradio1@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to be a title sponsor, you can go to www.elevationradio1.info. Yeah. Is there a word, since we have 2-3 minutes, that you'd like to give to those who are going through depression issues during the holiday, lost loved ones? Since we can make it holy, how can we make it holy?
How can we make it holy? I will say this. It's like what we discussed about putting Christ back in Christmas and making it Christmas. And just, I think, an attitude of gratitude. If we can, we may not have everything that we want or you know, have thought this year had turned out a little bit differently than what we had hoped. But we be thankful for what we do have. We have everything that we need. And as long as we have Christ Jesus and we know that we are on the winning side, it's encouraging. Just, you know, you hold on. If you can hear within the sound of my voice, you have a purpose. God has a purpose and God has a plan for you. Even out of all of this mess, and we know we hear it, out of this mess, you'll get a message or all these different things. Out of this test, you get a testimony. We hear those things. But continue to trust in the Lord and know that he loves you, just to know the love of Christ over and over again. And, you know, I know we're separated from our loved ones, but we're not separated from him. So that's what I would love to leave with anyone right now. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yep, that would be it. And so we'll be reminded that God is great and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. And that's important to know that you will, this is why this message was done today, you will make it, you can make it. Don't let any demon, any imp, any hellion, any witch tell you that you can't make it, because God has designed you specifically for a unique purpose, and you are uniquely made in his image to do great things and mighty things. Just fall on your knees and ask him for help. He will bless you. He will deliver you.
Yes.
He will keep you alive. Even if you messed up, if you've done some stuff you have no business knowing, thoughts and thoughts you have no business knowing, because God knows I have. If he can help me with my issues, and all my wife will tell you, he's got issues. Good God Almighty. Only reason why I'm here, because you prayed for me. Good God Almighty. Thank you.
Come on.
You are not too far out, not too far gone. You haven't done too much that God won't deliver you and bring you back. I'm telling you, I've been on the edge too much. Forgot how to spell edge. Should have fallen over the edge. But he made a way. Good God Almighty. Thank you. Clap your hands, everybody.
Amen.
And I hope you can feel that praise, that anointing, all the way down in Alabama, Georgia, Europe, wherever this program goes to. And let you know that God is everywhere. He's bad.
He's
the Elohim. He's the Adonai. Ain't nobody like him. Anyway, above him, am I below him? Because he says, I swear by my own self that I am God. Ain't nobody can do that. God, you got to be bad.
I know. He's
on
very
note,
bad.
On that note, I'm going to get rid of y'all. Goodbye. God bless you. Take care.
Bye. Good talking with you.
Good talking with you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.